listening to the Daily Gold Podcast, covering precious metals, the junior mining sector, and global capital markets for intelligent investors. Now, here is your host, Jordan Roy Byrne.
The precious metal sector is now confirmed to be in a correction and consolidation mode. This started in early August, so it's about a month and a half into it. I discussed the typical progression of these situations in my most recent editorial titled The Next Low in Gold and Gold Stocks, which you can read at thedailygold.com. With respect to the stocks, the typical form of these corrections implies a low in price around the two-month mark, a rebound, and then a few months later, a retest of that first low. In the big picture, stepping out, these periods are choppy. My thinking could always change at some point, but it appears to me that the sector will consolidate for the remainder of this year. And maybe the larger consolidation will end around the holidays. So with all that said, as investors, what should we do now? This is a period in which we want to accumulate weakness and buy those fishing line type of sell-offs. You know, think of a fishing line as it leaves the fisherman's hand and it goes into the water. Like, assume you're looking to the left. Think of how the line goes into the water. If you see that on a stock chart, that's a fishing line sell-off. Now, we do not want to chase strength anytime soon. That's not a good idea until the consolidation is mature and a breakout is likely coming. Optionality plays and companies more leveraged to the metals that went vertical in recent months will need plenty of time to find an equilibrium. Don't chase these right now unless there is real value in one of these stocks. This is also a time for us to learn more about companies. Make a watch list of companies and study them. That's what I'm doing. Juniors have raised a lot of money in recent months, and these companies will be drilling and reporting results consistently over the weeks and months to come. This is difficult to do, but try to evaluate which companies are adding value through exploration. It's even better if you can find companies that added value through their drilling and exploration, but then didn't get rewarded for it immediately by the market. Eventually, when the sector turns higher, those companies will be rewarded. Overall, this is a time to be patient, research companies, and prepare your portfolio for the next leg higher. If we do get a decent rebound in October, because the sector's a little oversold now, it might offer an opportunity to trim some positions that you didn't have a chance to a month or two ago. In any case, the rest of 2020 figures to be a good time for one of those periodic reviews of your portfolio. Review, adjust, and prepare it for the next leg higher, which is likely coming in 2021.
Thank you for tuning into the Daily Gold Podcast. For more interviews, editorials, and analysis, log on to thedailygold.com. And for premium coverage of precious metals and the best junior mining companies, visit thedailygold.com/premium.